Hello, I am Rini Rees. Today is September 28th of 2020. I am conducting this interview here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My narrator is Martin Sanchez. The topic that I am going to interview about is Hurricane Cecilia. Is it okay if I record this interview?
Yes.
Where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born August 2nd, 1959, in Corpus Christi, Texas.
So you lived here in Corpus Christi your whole life?
Yes, I did. Okay.
How many siblings did you grow up with?
Eight.
Eight. How many of them were boys?
There was five boys and three girls.
And are you the oldest or young?
No, I'm one of the young ones.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your early life?
We grew up in the housing authority there in Corpus, and we were always playing outside and doing stuff together as a family with my mom and dad.
Where did you go to elementary and middle school at?
Elementary, I went to a parochial school, Sacred Heart Elementary. And then to junior high, I went to Robert Driscoll Junior High, which is close to the neighborhood.
Where do you go to high school at?
High school, I went to Roy Miller High School. And that also was real close to my neighborhood.
What sports did you play in high school?
Well, in high school, I played football and a little bit of track.
What position were you in football?
In football, I was an offensive guard for 2 years on the varsity team.
What year did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 1978.
Did you have any intentions to go to college?
Yes, I tried here in Corpus at Del Mar College. I went for about a year. And then after that, I stopped going.
What were you studying there at Del Mar?
I was going to study to be an electrician.
So once you got out of college, what was your plan career-wise?
I just started working. I just found a job. And at that time, I started working for HEB, and that's where I stayed. I liked the job and the opportunities they were giving me there to grow with the company.
How long were you with HEB for?
I worked with HEB for 20 years.
20 years? And what department?
Department, I would work grocery department, produce department, and I would work up front also with the checkers. I did all that.
Did you have any other job?
No, that's the only job I had.
How old were you when Hurricane Cecilia hit?
I was 10 years old.
Were you scared?
Well, at that time I really didn't know because we just saw a bunch of rain, but after a while we got scared.
Did the city of Corpus Christi take any kind of safety precautions before the hurricane?
Yes, they did. They started warning us, saying that, you know, if you weren't too sure of your surroundings, that they would have places where you could go and take cover while the hurricane came.
Were they like, did they have like evacuation buses for?
Back then, I can't remember if they did or not, but they were just telling us, you know, just to stay inside and protect ourselves.
What precautions did you and your family take?
What we did is we boarded up our house where we used to live at. But then we went to go stay with my brother because he had a brick home. And he was still living there at the projects. So we went back over there.
Did y'all maybe considering evacuating out of town? If
no. It was too many of us, and that didn't want to take the chance of taking off. He thought we would be safer at my brother's house.
Yeah. Were you and your family keeping tabs on the hurricane throughout the whole?
Yes, we were watching it on TV, and then after that we had to turn on the radios because we lost electricity.
At the time, was the news like really accurate on when
as the hurricane? As accurate as it could get for the times. That's what we were depending on.
Were there any sirens going off right before the hurricane hit landfall?
There were some going off, but it was because we live close to the refineries mm-hmm. that are here in Corpus. So some of those were going out.
Oh, okay. So
we kind of knew a little bit.
What can you remember from your personal experiences of being in this hurricane?
The way the wind was and the rain, it was real strong, and you would just hear a bunch of noises outside, because after a while, my mom and dad put us, me and my other younger siblings, in the closet, because it was in the middle of the house, so they put us in there just in case the hurricane really tore up, it would really make any damage to my brother's house. Apartment. But it was, you would just hear a lot of wind and a lot of stuff being thrown around, and a bunch of rain just hitting the windows real hard.
Were there like palm trees maybe?
Yes, there were right by where we lived, where my brother lived, it was close to the freeway, so there was palm trees flying all over and signs from the expressway were flying over. Couple of cars had been flipped over too, where we're at.
So you had said that your brothers, was there any immediate damage to your home?
Where we were living, yes, the ceiling in my mom and dad's room fell down and almost destroyed everything that mom and dad had in their bedroom. And a couple of windows were broken, but not too much. We didn't have no water. We didn't mm-hmm. have electricity when we got back to our house, our regular house.
Was there a lot of flooding around?
Yes, there was a lot of flooding because of the water. The water was really, really hard. It was raining real hard. And everywhere you turned, there was water everywhere. After the rain, after the storm.
So Corpus, for a brief period, it was in the eye of the hurricane. Did you go outside and maybe look around?
No, because at that time my parents didn't let us, because once the eye went over, it felt kind of calm, but you could feel the pressure. Mm-hmm. And then you could see the rain. I guess it was the eye of the hurricane, and you could just feel just nothing but pressure and a little bit of water that was coming down. And then all of a sudden, when it passed through, it started raining again.
Oh, okay. What was the scariest moment during this whole hurricane?
I guess when the electricity started going out and everything was just real quiet. And we just had the radio, but I guess we lost a little bit of radio signal. And everything was just quiet. And then all of a sudden it just started raining again and a lot of wind.
Were there like sirens, like police sirens and ambulance sirens just going off at the time?
Or? No, I can't recall if they were or not. Like I said, we were inside the closet, so that's all I remember. Mm-hmm. It was kind of dark and my mom had closed the door on us.
How long did it take this hurricane to pass?
Man, to me, it felt just like not even an hour, but I can't remember. It's been already 50 years for me, so I couldn't remember. Can't remember really on how long it was around there, the rain and the eye.
What did you and your family do once the hurricane had passed?
Well, first my brothers and my dad went out and they make sure the cars and everything around the apartment was okay. And then we waited till it, all of a sudden it just got real calm and quiet, and there was no more winds or anything, but everything was already destroyed, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of cars with all their windows broken, and there was a sign from the expressway. Palm trees were knocked down, and we just waited for a while to go back to our regular house.
On the way back to your house, did y'all go driving around Corpus to check?
No, we just went down the street, but everywhere you went, there were a bunch of houses that were torn up, and a bunch of telephone poles were down, and everything was just like if a bomb had exploded or something.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone that you know got hurt?
No. None of the immediate family or anybody we knew got hurt.
I know there was a hospital that had like a collapse or something, and they had like little tents
Emergency. I think that was Spahn Hospital, because that one was close to the shoreline, to Shoreline Avenue, and that's real close to the water. And they were just doing tents and having emergency people go in there. And that's the one off the bayfront, Spahn Hospital.
Do you recall what part of Corpus was hit the worst?
Downtown, to me, because a bunch of boats that were in the marina that were on top of the shoreline boulevard, and our big coliseum that we had in the front of the bayfront was torn apart bad, and a bunch of houses were just out of electricity, and some had their roofs taken off and windows broken. That's what I remember.
How long did it take for the city to...
I remember it was almost a week, almost 2 weeks that I remember. We didn't have electricity, and we had to stand in line to get some groceries, and then after a while we stood in line to get some dry ice, because everything was gone.
Was everyone going into like a panic, like as we went through this pandemic, you know, how everybody was getting TB?
Not really. Not that I remember. They were just mainly all worried about their houses and stuff, not so much about going and getting water. And I think we didn't have that much bottled water back then. It was mainly Cokes and stuff like that.
Did the city maybe offer like any like water?
No. Not that I remember. They're the ones that were giving us the ice, and other places were giving us groceries. I believe at that time HEB was trying to give stuff away to the people, but mm-hmm. some of the stores were badly damaged, and they were just trying to get everything going.
So you said it took about 2 weeks for Corpus to recover from this hurricane?
At least 2 weeks. Well, just to get the electricity and everything going,
mm-hmm.
at least, that I remember.
Did they have, like, maybe people from out of town come and...
Yes, they had a lot of people coming in, especially from the electric companies,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. And I think they even brought in the National Guard, because a lot of stores had broken windows and stuff, and there was some looting, but not that much.
How was your life after the hurricane?
It just mainly went back to normal, but we're still getting used to fixing the house and fixing the windows and just doing little stuff like that. And a lot of people, some other people had it worse because some of them lost their whole house. But, you know, thank God that we just lost the room in my mom and dad's room. Ceiling came down.
How long did it take for y'all to fully fix y'all's house?
It took us about 2 weeks. because by the time we got a hold of the stuff they needed, and at that time we were renting, so the landlord came and did it.
Oh, okay. I was just about to ask if y'all did it yourselves.
No, the landlord came and did it because we were renting at that time.
Did y'all start school right away?
No. It took a while. So I think a couple of the high schools had been damaged and they had to fix them up. Well, at that time it was just elementary when I was going to elementary. And the windows had been broken also, because the elementary I went to was close to the downtown area, and the windows had been broken and stuff like that. They still didn't have electricity. We started school in September, but since it was August, 1st of August, like I said, it took us 2 weeks that I remember, but it was longer in some areas.
Yeah.
So school usually started in September, but they didn't start it that early.
So since school went back to normal, did y'all have to make up any days like we do nowadays?
No, back there, you know, 50 years ago, they just started. They started school a little late than regular time, but we didn't have to make up days like that because we didn't have such thing as spring break they do now. Back then, like I said, 50 years ago. So, and plus besides, our school had gotten damaged too, so they had to fix the big windows and, you know, the buildings around there too. They had to clear up everything because it had destroyed some buildings around the school. And then since it's a private school, it was taking a little longer. It wasn't a public school, it was a parochial school, so that's why. So it's the school started towards the end of September, I believe that's what it was. Can't remember besides. But we didn't have to make up no days.
Okay, so nothing really changed. Did the city maybe make any changes, such as a curfew?
They had a curfew because after a while they called in the National Guard because, you know, like I said, downtown was destroyed pretty much, and a lot of other big department stores we had here were also damaged, and a bunch of people were trying to pick up stuff and, you know, take away from the department stores that were around town. And in downtown, everything mainly was in downtown back then, 50 years ago. And that's why they brought in the National Guard and they put a curfew. I believe the curfew was from 6 at night to 6 in the morning. You couldn't be out in the streets.
And how long did this curfew last for?
Oh, I want to say, I think it lasted for about 2 weeks or more. Because they had to get everything under order since everything was really bad. The bad destroyed everything. A bunch of stores lost a whole, some stores were just completely down to the ground. And they had to rebuild them and it took a while.
So while they were rebuilding, what did the stores maybe like do, the company?
Some of the stores just, you know, they couldn't do nothing because most of the merchandise was damaged because the stores were just totally destroyed. So they just try to keep it calm. That way nobody would go in there and ransack or whatever they could steal from their store. They had security and tied it, you know, kept an eye on it.
I know Hurricane Harvey happened in, what, 2016?
Mm-hmm.
How could you compare this hurricane, now that you're older, to Hurricane Harvey?
They were neck to neck, but I can see it. Harvey was just a little stronger, but it's still, that I remember is that, and I went through it, it was real like, you know, when you hear a bomb go off and stuff just splatters everywhere. And with Harvey was, I didn't really feel Harvey that much since we're here in Corpus.
Mm-hmm.
And the Celia was a direct hit, so that's why I kind of felt that more than Harvey.
Yeah, during Harvey, you know how Rockport got hit pretty hard? Mm-hmm. Was it similar to how downtown Corpus Christi got hit?
Yes, that's the way it was. It got hit real bad. even some houses in Portland, because I had a bunch of relatives in Portland, their houses got damaged. And like I said, there was quite a bit of flooding on the streets, but only for about a couple of days after the storm was over.
During after Hurricane Harvey, everyone went together and sent like a relief fund. People do that?
Well, back then we didn't have so much social media and stuff like that. We didn't even have cell phones, so a bunch of it just came because it made the national news that we got hit real hard. So they started sending help from all over the country. But mainly, like a city would arrive to the city, and the city would give it away, or the churches would help us a lot too. They would give us food and stuff like that. And like I said, we didn't have that much like social media and stuff like that. So mainly it was just donations from around the country that were coming in to the city.
Did the local news maybe say that there was a good amount of deaths and casualties?
Well, after a while, they kept showing, when everybody... Well, we didn't have electricity except for a good while, so by the time we found out about it, it was a couple of weeks, and that's when the city started showing everything. And I can't remember how many died, but they were mentioning it all on the TV after we got our electricity back, and like I said, it was a while before we did. It took them, weeks, because like I said, nobody had electricity. We didn't have nothing. We didn't even have electricity. Our phones were down. We had to stay in the house, but it was hot because we couldn't run no fans or anything. Back then, we didn't have air conditioning, so it's mainly a box fan that you put on the window, and it was hot every night for a while. During the tank time also, because we couldn't go nowhere, because they were just telling us to stay home because all the stores were just, bad. Even the HEBs, they were still down. And they were trying to get it going too.
After going through this hurricane, what would you have maybe done differently?
Well, I guess, but since I was smaller, I really wouldn't know. I said my parents are the ones that really did everything, and they were just trying to keep everything from getting damaged. But unfortunately, there at our house where we were staying at, the ceiling fell off. But like my dad said, well, there's nothing we could have done, but otherwise, I think my parents, they kept us safe, and we had bought some food and some drinks, and we had enough there for about at least a week. But then after that, it got a little tight. So that's when we had to go go to our churches. They were giving some donations out, so that's how we get some food.
Would you say that this hurricane was a real eye-opener? And?
Oh, yeah. And you don't think how bad Mother Nature can do it. And then all of a sudden you see this. It says from 1 week to the next, it was real nice. It was a hot, typical summer. And then all of a sudden they're telling you to take cover, stay in your house, don't do this, don't do that. Don't go anywhere because it's real bad. It's going to hit us real hard. And sure enough, as soon as it hit, man, it was something that, you wish nothing like that would happen to your kids or to your family. But man, it was, thank God our family stayed together and we were all taking care of each other.
When Hurricane Harvey hit, did you maybe take the same precautions that your parents may have done?
I think I took a little bit more precautions because now, with technology and everything we have now, it's better to, you'll find out way ahead of time. I know, Visalia, they were telling us, but they couldn't really tell precisely where it's going to be. But now with the technology, I would take a better way of taking care of my family and my house.
Before we end, is there anything that I may have missed that you would like to share?
No, it's just that every time the weather department tells you now that the hurricane is coming towards you, you know, you have to take it serious. Don't just start thinking, I'll write it out, you know. Yeah, if you can't go somewhere, go. But if you can't, you know, you have to prepare yourself good and take care of everything that you have around you and your family and so forth, you know, because if you don't, then you will be hurting after the hurricane. I guess you just gotta pray that it doesn't hit your house that bad. And you know, that's one thing my mom was always doing over there. She was praying all the time, and you know, I guess with God's help, you know, we survived it. You know, we might have lost a room in the house, but that's about it. Nobody else got hurt, or we didn't lose a car. Well, you know what? I take it back. One of my brother's car window got broken. But that's about it. And, you know, just take care of whatever they tell you to do and pay attention. Listen. Can't take a hurricane that lightly at all. If it's a 1 or a 5 category, you still have to keep up, you know, with it.
All right. This interview is now ended. Thank you for conducting this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.